Hello, everybody, and welcome to What It Means to Be a Servant. I can't tell you how excited I am that everybody is listening right now and to know that this is going to be a new journey. I can't wait to give the different viewpoints, this whole outlook on the restaurant industry, the approaches that I feel people can receive from this, the gifts, humbleness, and I am so appreciative of everyone that has supported me, and thank you so much for listening. All right, everybody, welcome to What It Means to Be a Servant. So I am so excited for my guest today, Dale Nelson. He has been a friend. He has been a supporter. Anderson.
That's all right. No, it's okay. It's totally okay.
See, and this is why. See, this is a relationship, and this is genuineness, and it's authenticity.
I've been through way worse, so it's all right.
And this is why we are friends. This is why we are family. This is why we're able to connect on so many levels, because we have this kind of relationship. And so I first met him at a class that he was instructing, and it has changed my mindset. It has changed how the way that I walk in a room. It has changed the way that I am able to have confidence in myself. And so I would just love to share him as a person, as God has been working in his life and everything that he's doing. So Dale, take it away. Let them know what is your calling? What has God?
You know, it's the craziest thing. So can I tell this God story real quick?
Tell it. I love it.
In February 2023. I was driving to the airport because I was flying to Las Vegas to speak. Super stressed about money. You know, the human side of us really takes control sometimes. And sometimes we need to be smacked in the face very politely by God. So I'm praying. I pray a lot when I drive. And I'm asking God, please help me with money. Please help me with money, yada, yada, yada. And it was like I just got a friendly in the back of the head. And I'm like, you know what, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm going to do what I got to do to make this business grow. But I'm going to sit on the back of the bus and I'm going to do whatever you lead me to do. So it was just another prayer. I mean, I'm praying to God. I believe in God, and I believe that he's going to do the right things. Well, the craziest thing happened. I was at this gigantic conference in Las Vegas, 3,500 people. There's a gentleman up on stage. He's a lot like I am. When he speaks, he's all over the place. He's real energetic. And he says, if your message is on point, can you believe in your message? Everything will fall into place. I'm like, is he talking to me? I'm like, I swear the good Lord, he was staring at me. He wasn't, of course, but, and then an hour later, for the first time ever, and it's happened multiple times since, I'm walking down the hallway of 3,500 people, and this realtor that I spoke to in another class at some point come up to me and says, hey, Dale, can I tell you something? I go, yes, ma'am. She goes, you changed my life. What did you say to me? I was floored. I didn't even know what to say to her.
Right.
Because when I first started this, my idea was to make money. That's why I started a business, right? And to get this message out. But now it has changed because I need to pay my bills, obviously.
Yes.
If God wants me to make a profit, it's going to happen. We make it happen. He'll provide. And he has lately.
Yeah.
And it's become super important to me to get this message out to people.
Right.
Because this message is bigger than anything I could ever be.
Right.
It really is.
And it's like when you and I have those conversations of walking into things and then action. And it's just like having that whole force going for it. Knowing that you're putting, like when you were talking about, like, right? And God, like, providing, because I have been praying so much about, like, my business. And when you're an entrepreneur and it's scary, and when you're making those changes in life, and it's like, so I had been like saying, I'm like, God, like, if I'm supposed to do this, like, I need you to help provide, like, I need some signs of it, knowing. And it not being on our own will, because when we take it into our like strength and our desires, that's when things get messed up. And I want to say, I take in control of certain situations because I thought that's what God wanted me to do. I thought that's what I was supposed to be doing. And really, it It sent me in our
But he aid. Fixes us.
Oh, yeah. And it's like how we talked about the paths. You want to share with us how you were talking to me about, like, it's in the past. Tell him about Lion King.
So Disney has kind of really not been my thing the last few years because of the politics of things, you know. So I kind of walked away from Disney. But before they all got really silly and out of hand, there was Lion King. I'm sure most of you have seen or heard of Lion King. It's one of my favorite Disney movies. I really enjoy that movie. And one of the things I stick to, and Raina and I were talking about, is she was upset because of some situations and she was mad at some decisions he made. And I said, have you seen The Lion King? And she says, of course. I go, do you remember when Simba was out in the field in the tall grass and Rafiki comes up? I couldn't remember the name. He had to help me with that. The big monkey, yeah.
The big monkey.
And she says, Rafiki. I'm like, yeah, Rafiki. When Rafiki comes up and he's talking to Simba, and all of a sudden he takes his staff and he smacks him in the head. Boom. Why did you do that? What did you hit me? He goes, it doesn't matter. It's in the past. And it's true. It's in the past.
Right.
What you did 10 minutes ago is behind you. It doesn't matter if you make a mistake. You just have to keep your eyes straight and go forward.
Yes.
So then Rafiki, if you remember right, he swings the staff again and he ducks.
Right.
He goes, why did you do that? He goes, because you learned from it, didn't you? So take these things that aren't comfortable or that you think are bad that happened in your past and use them to help you grow.
Yes.
I've got personal stories in my life where I held on to anger for years and years and years because I couldn't go in the Marine Corps. They wouldn't have me because of a skin condition, which I really don't really have, but I was mad about that for years.
Yeah.
And then I, of course, got right with God, and I didn't realize how that silliness was holding me back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was mad that I couldn't serve my country, but I was a cop for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
I got to serve my community,
yeah.
And I was super happy with that. And if all of that wouldn't have happened, I wouldn't be sitting right here right now talking to you folks, hanging out with my friend. I would be somewhere else, and who knows where that would be. Could it be better? Sure. But I'm in a pretty good place in life, friendship, family, my business. You know, everything happens for a reason. Take these negative things that happened in your past and remember they're in your past and learn from them and
love
grow
that.
From them so you don't get hit in the head again with the staff. Right?
Learn from it.
Absolutely.
Learn from it, apply it, and that it's taking that accountability. It's like, okay, if you were shown it once, how am I going to respond the second time?
And let the anger go.
Let it go.
Because it will weigh you down.
Yeah.
I held on to that anger for 28 years.
And then,
you know, you got to let it go.
Well, and it's like, I don't want to lose out on my today. I don't want to lose out on the opportunities God has right in front of me because I'm too busy worrying about what just happened yesterday or years ago.
God was putting me in places.
Yes.
Long before I knew God.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in a certain state where religion was a little challenging. And so I was turned off from God and religion for a long time until I got my mind right and got fixed and really understood things and start to understand how God is and how great God is. And he was putting me in a path long before I even knew him.
Right.
And that's amazing.
Oh, when you can see it, right? Like when you were like, oh my gosh, that's what you were doing with that moment. That's what you were doing with that room. That's what you were doing with that relationship.
Yeah.
And it's like letting it go and letting him just take full control of it.
Or you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
You're going to carry this weight that you shouldn't carry.
Yeah.
And you're not going to know you're carrying it until you release it.
Yeah.
Once you release it, you're going to feel this big, gigantic weight. Holy cow, I feel so much better. It's amazing.
Well,
it's amazing. Just give it to God. He'll take it. He'll take it and get rid of it.
Well, the ways that he transforms us, right? Like it's like the ways that he transitions us and changes our heart and he changes our vision. And it's just like, oh my gosh, like, thank you. Thank you. And being in such gratitude for it.
And it's like after I had that conversation and that lady came up to me, I had several other things huge happen to me last year that I knew. I had to change my idea. I knew I had to let him drive the bus. I still had to make some decisions. I still had to put the work in. I just had to follow his direction and trust in him.
Yes.
And I do believe that my message is way bigger than me. And because of God, I'm going to be able to get this message out to people.
Absolutely.
I really do believe it.
I believe it.
I'm not even afraid. I'm not scared. I'm not stressed about the money. Now, don't get me wrong. We're human beings.
Yes.
So we have those moments like, oh, this bill's so big. I mean, it happened to me yesterday. I opened my credit card bill. I'm like, all right, God's got this.
Right.
It's going to happen. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen.
Yes.
And And you have a sense of relief when you do that. If you truly believe in God and you truly believe that he has this power,
right,
man, you get a sense of comfort,
yes,
release,
yes,
release,
yeah,
and man, you're not carrying all this extra weight.
Yeah. And wouldn't you say though, it's like with everything, it's with our home,
everything,
with our relationships, it's with our health. It's with
the car repair.
Time, like
fixing your car. Yeah. Can't believe it's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, get it fixed. You can't sit there and be angry about it. We're going through some stuff for the car that we own, and my kid's angry about it. Well, what good is that going to do?
Right.
The car's got to get fixed.
Yes.
Just relax. Pray for patience.
Yes.
And let's get it done.
Resources. Praying for resources. There have been many times where I was like leaning into God, and I'm like, "Hey, God, like I need some guidance. I need something to show me the way of like the path that you need me to go on." Whether it was a book, I have been in so many situations where a friend has given me a book, and then I'm in a room 2 weeks later that was speaking exactly what I just read.
What?
I have let literature be an art in my life, a conversation of strength.
Look, I fail every single day.
No.
Every day I fail many times. I apologize to God many times. I say, you know, forgive me, Lord.
Yes.
But my heart's in the right place and God knows it.
Yeah.
And I believe in it. But I do fail. I'm not perfect in any stretch
of
imagination.
None of us are.
I'm a huge failure. I'm a huge sinner. But I try and I believe.
Yes.
I try to be better and
yeah.
I try to believe, you know, and I've got a lot of other things I could be better at. So I just have to work at doing.
Right.
But I know that if you truly in your heart love God mm-hmm. in Christ mm-hmm. and you've asked him to be your personal Lord and Savior,
yes,
you're going to be okay in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
You have to repent for what you do.
Yes.
And I promise you every day,
I'm like, yeah,
every single day, you know, but when you have that faith in the Lord, you have a calm inner peace that you never knew before.
Right.
You may think you did.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't know it until you know God.
God has worked on my patience. Like, I used to just be like, I need to go here. I need to go there. The patience would just be. Now it's like, you know what? I'm just going to go as the day comes. I'm going to allow him to do what he needs. So, Dale, can you share with them the breathing?
Oh,
okay.
So, I know what it's called, combat breathing.
Combat breathing. Thank you.
It's called labored breathing. It's called a whole bunch of different things, but from what I understand, it was developed in combat. So therefore it's called combat breathing. If you have a super stressful, even a mildly stressful situation in your life, I promise you, this will help you get through it. And it's 12 seconds and do it 2 or 3 times. And you're going to feel this release of pressure and tense muscles and stuff in your guts.
Yes.
Just release.
Yeah.
It's a very, very simple technique. You can use it, you know, when your kid's out of line, when you can use it for your kids when they have a panic attack. So if you're having a panic attack and you can collect yourself,
mm-hmm.
You can help strangers that are having a bad day.
Yes.
You know, even arguing with your spouse, whatever. It can be used in so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of scenarios. So it's really simple. You breathe in for 4 seconds. You count 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you breathe in deep, super deep. And then you hold it for 4 seconds. 1, 2. And then you blow it out through really tight pursed lips. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'll show you real quick. Well, man, I'm a super high strung guy, man. And I feel such a sense of relief just doing a sitting here.
Right.
You know,
and yes.
I'm really high strung. So having that breathing technique is good for me.
Yeah.
I was a school resource officer up here for a very short period of time. And we have this young man. He's got kind of a troubled family, good kid, but it's a difficult home life. And he was having a severe panic attack. The staff's bringing him in. They don't know what to do. They're getting ready to call the ambulance. So I sat down in front of him. I won't say his name, but I'll say, hey, name is, we'll say Richard. All right, Richard, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to do it with you. We're going to breathe. That's all we're going to do. We're just going to breathe. We did the combat breathing technique. We went through it twice. Don't go through it 5 or 6 times because you might be on the floor. So be careful with that. 3 times probably max. And within the end of our second rotation of this combat breathing, the young man had stopped crying and was breathing normally. And he gave me the biggest hug I've probably ever had in my entire life. My son got hit really hard in football. knocked the wind out of him. He was panicking. I walked up to him. I started whispering in his ear, "All right, son, you're going to start breathing with me." And within 24 seconds, he was fixed. He was done. He was done crying. He was done breathing hard. It works. I promise you, if you have a stressful moment, separate yourself from the stressful moment and try this combat breathing. Go through it twice, maybe three times at the most, and you're going to feel this release of tension and pressure in your chest. You're going to 100%, guaranteed.
Yeah.
It works.
And so it's like just going along with that is like thinking about the breaths that we have to take in stressful moments, whether it be with your relationships, your job. Dale and I did a polar plunge together at an event called The Conscious Investor, and it was about connection, and it was amazing. And so for anybody that desires to have a life-changing experience, I would highly recommend that you look up The Conscious Investor for next year. Julie Holly, she's an amazing individual, and she gathers people together that are meant for so much more. All of us have a calling. All of us have a purpose. But within that, in the polar plunge, there's a group of us. Would you say there was like 20, 25 of us?
Yeah, roughly.
At least.
Hey, how are you?
And so we're going in the water. I've never done it before.
I do it every morning.
Dale does it every morning. He's a bro.
I love it.
He's a bro. He's like, feels good for the road. And so I didn't know what to expect. And going into that water was, I would say, I've never experienced anything like it.
It was cold.
It was so cold.
It was really
cold. It was so cold. And so Dale was clear across the way for me. And all I could hear him saying was, just breathe. Just breathe. And he has been a friend that he has been that just breathe town away. He has been support. He has been teaching me ways and techniques of breathing through the process, of breathing through so much more of what we think we have to do on our own when God places people in our lives to uplift us.
There's a reason we're friends.
Oh, yeah.
There's, and it's not me and it's not you. God put us together.
He did. I mean,
and maybe it's just for this one podcast. It might be for that one reason. We don't know.
I have no idea.
One person watches this podcast and it changes their lives. Or they learn this breathing technique and they start to minimize their stress in their life. This may be the only reason we're supposed to be friends. And if it is, it's worth it to me.
Yes.
I think there's bigger.
I was like, I hope not.
I think there's much bigger plans for us as friends and in business associates and stuff.
Yes.
But if this is it, I'm good with it.
Right.
You know, because I love you. Absolutely. I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Raina, I think sometimes regrets asking me questions because,
no, I don't.
Because I'm so straightforward. I'm so honest. And I'll tell like, you know,
that's why I asked you the question, because I know that he's going to be honest with me, and I need friendships in my life where it's going to be an honest conversation.
You don't want that friend that's just going to walk on eggshells because they think they're going to hurt your feelings, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And that's the relationship we have. And, and she's stumbled and we all stumble. And I just tell her, well, you screwed up. Don't do that, you know? And that's where we had this Lion King conversation, which super humbling to me because I'm just talking to a friend that I care about and it stuck with her.
Absolutely.
You know, just right now, it just hits me. How many conversations am I having with people that it sticks with them?
It sticks.
And it's not me.
No.
Because I'm an idiot. But I'll tell you what, God puts me in places to have conversations with people.
Yes.
And to have them remember these things.
Yes.
It's way bigger than me.
Yeah.
And then way bigger than a cartoon.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And I would say, you know, being here with Dale and being able to do this video, it's something we've been trying to do probably for like at least 8 months.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
And so it's like our biggest vision and our biggest thing together. We know that we're supposed to be strengthening people. We know that everyone is meant to have that inner strength, that strong mindset, and to be able to give that to individuals. So for anyone that is watching this video, I hope that you have gathered so much mindset. I hope that you know that you have that inner strength. And I would love for you, Dale, to share with them where they can find you, how they can book a call with you. So if you want to share that with them.
So I travel the country for the most part and I talk to people about identifying and preventing bad situations. I mean, that's key, right? You never find yourself in a bad situation. You don't have to worry about fighting.
Right.
Then we had some pretty serious, honest conversations about now you're in this bad situation. You got to survive. You don't have a choice. You've got loved ones to get home to, people that care about you. Yes. You've got to get home. We talked about mindset, mm-hmm. Ideas about what you are willing to do to another human being to survive.
Yeah.
What can you physically do, legally do?
Right.
Then there's something I had to add into it because I really didn't understand speaking to civilians because I was a cop and I spoke or taught cops for 20 years probably.
Yeah.
And civilians are different, you know, or cops are different. Let's put it that way. And so I added something in there to what to expect when the police arrive, because I didn't understand that 98% of the people I hear are good people.
Oh, yeah.
They're good in their hearts.
Yes.
So they don't deal with the police. So they don't know what to expect from the police. So I added that. And then we end with ideas and thoughts about coping with the aftermath of a violent encounter. Mm-hmm. Because when the cops are done, they're doing their job and it's their job. And right. when they're done with you. Now, they might help you here and there through prosecution and stuff like that, but they're not there for aftercare.
Yeah.
And it's not really their job.
Right.
So we talk about ideas about that because it's really huge. And know this, anyone watching this video can call me 24/7 if they need help or have any advice. I ain't charging nothing. We'll just have an adult conversation, but I will be honest with you. Okay. So I started a company called Frontline Training and Consulting. And you can find me at frontlinetrainingandconsulting.com, all spelled out. You can email me at Dale, D-A-L-E, teaches at Proton, P-R-O-T-O-N.M-E. It's a super secure email, so you don't have to worry about things. It's a new email I'm going to. Or you can just call me, 702-439-1279, anytime.
Thank you. And you better believe I take advantage of that. I'm like,
oh, it's Raina again.
What's up? Well, I hope that this has found just so much joy and peace in your heart. And I hope that you tune in next time and can't wait to give you the next episode. Bye.
See ya.
With that being said, I want to give a huge thank you to everyone that chimed in today, took the time to listen. And if you want to leave your thoughts, comments, and stuff that you would love to hear more of, I would be more than happy to see everybody's responses. And I can't wait to give my next episode to you. Thank you. Bye.